Do as I say, not as I do. Delicately scripted in silver ink, this saying is written on a set of teeth, an odd place for such an inspirational quote. Sitting beside the teeth are 8 bottles. Questions arise. Do these symbolize a drinking problem for the man in the center? And does the picture inside one of the bottles represent how his family life was tangled into this problem? Scrolling your eyes up, you can see the base of the picture. A man. Above the green portrait, Mount Zion is written, the name of the church that can be found in Junction City, Kansas. Knowing that this is a church, the cross that sits between the two words makes sense. Looking at all of the tiny details in this mixed-media sculpture, you can see nails randomly pegged into the boards. My thought was that this represents the pain in his life that has stuck with him throughout the years. I am brought to the conclusion that the man shown in the picture was religious, yet he had a drinking ailment that affected every aspect of his life. What do you think? This captivating creation is Sanctuary to the Deacon's Sons, created by Renee Stout in the year 2000 at her studio in Junction City, Kansas. Stout was born in 1958 in Junction City, Kansas as well. She received her Bachelor of Fine Arts from Carnegie Mellon University. 5 years later, Renee Stout moved to Washington, D.C. There she found her true inspiration in making art, African-American heritage. The key elements she used from this heritage for her fictional pieces are self-empowerment, self-examination, as well as self-healing. Drawn to this sculpture because of its unique aspect of colorful details, I liked the sense of mystery running throughout the whole creation. What was it that made you come over and have a second look at it? Signing off in the words of Renee Stout, I see each one of my pieces as a fragment or installment in an ongoing narrative, and that's my contribution to telling the story of who we are as a society at this point in time. This has been Abby Berland with another Bulldog Podcast.